on KFAN. The Super Bowl, we're gonna win again. According to your host, David Sinekin, we'll win on the road. We'll win at home. We'll even win in
U.S. Bank Stadium.
Vikes fans can call it for You've Got the Balls, the Packers preview show. And now, the Fan Radio Network is only somewhat proud to present year number 22 of Packer Preview. Packer Preview is brought to you by Hudson Ford, Park Tavern, St. Croix Casino, West Bend Mutual Insurance, Maury's 394 Hyundai, and Midwest Leaf Guard. Now, here's the cheesehead, the head cheese himself, Dave Sinekin!
Good morning, Packer fans, and welcome to the Week 7 edition of Packer Preview on the sports leader and the home of the Vikings, the Fan Radio Network, KFAN.com, iHeartRadio. I'll also welcome some of you Viking fans who set your alarms early to listen to what we had to say this morning. Great to be with you, even though we will not have number 12 on the field today as the Packers return home to take on the Saints at Lambeau Field, a game I'm calling the Packers' most important game of the season. We'll get into that in a second. We know the A story, the headline, of course, the broken collarbone suffered by Aaron Rodgers last Sunday, surgery on Thursday, placed on IR Friday, and the Packers will have to move forward with Brett Hundley beginning today in his third season as the backup and hopefully ready for his close-up. First things first, if you've listened to me at all this week or follow me on Twitter, you know I am of the camp that does not believe that that was a dirty hit by Anthony Barr. I think that was backed up when the NFL did not find him. Of course, there was no flag when the play happened. And when it happened live, I thought it was just a football hit. You know, it was a hard hit. Yeah, he landed on him and kind of drove him into the ground, but that's what linebackers do. And we can look at probably a dozen of Clay Matthews' plays over the years where he's done the same thing, and all linebackers do. When you have a shot to take out a, take out a elite quarterback who's out of the pocket and make him think about it the next time, that's what you do. So Anthony Barr, who did get fined for headbutting Devontae Adams later in the game and does have some issues that might cost his team if he doesn't clean up his act, made a good football play that unfortunately, the way Rodgers broke his fall with his hand, he landed awkwardly, and he will be lost for at least the next seven football games. And that's maybe the silver lining, the good news this morning. Reports surfacing today that the Packers do believe that he will be ready to start throwing in 6 weeks. And, of course, eligible to come off IR in 8 weeks, which would put him on the field week 15 in Carolina. The Packers will then close with two division games, home against the Vikes and at Detroit. That's a best-case scenario, and it certainly would assume then that the Packers would need to stay in contention in the NFC North, in the NFC wildcard race, to make that even a point. If the Packers go 2-5, and they're, what, 6-8, something like that, 6-7, then you think about, well, are we still in contention? Is it worth bringing him back? I'm of the opinion that Brett Hundley will do just fine, and the Packers will stay in contention in the NFC this year, which, all right, Philly's the one-loss team, but that's quite a turnaround for the Eagles. We'll see if they can sustain it. Doesn't look like there is a dominant team in the NFC right now. I thought it was Atlanta. They've lost two straight home games to Buffalo and Miami, and they're in New England tonight. So I would think that the Packers will at least be able to hold serve, tread water, pick your cliche, stay in this thing. And we'll look at the next seven games, the schedule. There's some very winnable games there, but today, to me, this one's the one that matters most. If they can somehow find a way to rise up today and everybody just do a little bit extra, knowing that Aaron's gone, get to 5-2 at the bye, well now, you know, with six games to go before a potential Rodgers return, if you can go 3-3, you're 8-5 if and when Rodgers comes back week 14. And if you're 8-5, or week 15, I should say, if you're 8-5 heading into Carolina, All right, you're right back in the thick of things. So all is not lost, but again, Rodgers needs to heal the way they think he can, and the Packers need to stay in contention for that to happen. Lots of football to be played between now and then. And today, well, this is my 22nd year doing Packer preview. It's just the second year where we've had to deal with a quarterback not named Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers. And for Viking fans listening, they're saying, welcome to reality. This is what happens. You don't always get your Hall of Fame quarterback on the field. And we get that. We all know what happened 4 years ago when he broke his left collarbone. He missed 7 games and was still able to claim the North coming back at the end of the season. Hopefully history repeats. If it does repeat, it means Brett Hundley has studied well under Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers and is ready for this time. I'm just thinking, you know, you watch these rookie quarterbacks that are stepping up and playing great football. If they can do it in year one of a system, I think Brett Hundley can do it in year three of a system. Of course, what happened last week, having to step in as soon as Aaron goes down against a tough defense on the road, well, that was a difficult first appearance for Mr. Hundley.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, obviously you prepare as a starter every week, but it's different when you're actually going in there. Sometimes, you know, Aaron gets nicked and he'll be, you know, slow to get up, and then you're like, all right. And then this time, you know, it happens, and you're like, all right, he's going to get up, and then he doesn't. Then, you know, so many things start racing through your head. Then, you know, you got to go convert a third down, and there's a lot. So, you know, you just got to be ready.
Turn my mic back on. And now he's had a week to get ready and to practice and to throw balls to his receivers and to get mentally ready for his very first start, coming in the friendly confines of a very appreciative and supportive Lambeau Field crowd today. So Hundley was asked, all right, first start today. You ready now?
You know, I've got a lot of support from the guys, from the team, from the community. It's been awesome. You know, I've just been praying a lot and understanding it's just football. I feel calm, I feel confident, and I feel ready. So,
well, we're ready to watch. And here come the Saints, a Saints team that when we saw them against the Vikes week one, looked like the worst defense in the history of football. And they then got blown out week two by the Saints at home 36-20. And the Saints were 0-2 and looking like a fourth straight losing season. But they woke up after week two. They've won 3 straight since. They went into Carolina following that home loss and blew out the Panthers 34-13. That's an impressive win. How did they back it up? They go to London and shut out the Dolphins 20-0. And then last week in a shootout against Detroit 52-38, their defense gave up 2 touchdowns, so their turnovers. So their defense actually only gave up 24 points, but their defense turned the ball over 5 times, 3 defensive touchdowns by the Saints last week, everything going their way, and they come into Lambeau winners of 3 straight. And let's face it, they're smelling blood today. They're facing a Packers team that's lost its identity, its centerpiece, its heartbeat, and they're going to be all over Brett Hundley. They're a team that blitzes more than any team in football, so the Packers have a time to prepare their game plan to go up against a Dennis Allen defense that's very aggressive, that's going to throw different looks at Hundley and try to confuse him, and they're feeling very good about themselves. Packers, though, historically have been very good against the Saints, 10-2 at home. Lifetime, it's the 25th meeting between these two teams. Packers lead the all-time series 16-8. And my whole thing all week long was, I really like Brett Hundley. I think this kid is ready for this moment, and he's going to be just fine. We'll talk this hour. I'm frankly more concerned about the defense slowing down that running game and Drew Brees, throwing to those running backs than I am about the offense today. And what really got me excited was hearing in the last 48 hours that it appears both tackles will be able to start this game. David Bakhtiari at left tackle, Brian Bulaga at right, both off the injury report. Bulaga cleared through the concussion protocol. Bakhtiari dealing with that pesky hamstring. Yes, he'll start today. Will he finish? Of course, the big question. So giving Brett Hundley a more healthy offensive line, to me, is the most important factor in whether he'll be able to perform and look good. Now, is the line healthy? Of course not. Hasn't been healthy all year. Lane Taylor will not play today, the left guard, dealing with ankle and knee injuries. I think more an ankle, suffered in that game last week. And then, you know, it's funny. A few days ago, I'm thinking to myself, as crazy as this offensive line's been this year with injuries, Corey Linsley's been the one guy that's been healthy. He's the guy that always seems to miss some games. We always had J.C. Treader to step in when he was hurt. At least Linsley's been healthy. Well, until Friday when he popped up on the injury report, now questionable with a back injury. That's worrisome. to say the least. Quarterback making his very first start, and now his center may miss the game. And the Packers, frankly, do not have a true backup center. Don Barclay would be. He's on IR. I think Justin McCray, who's been asked to play left guard, right tackle, right guard, just slide him over. He's been practicing as the backup center since training camp. We'll certainly watch the wire and Twitter at about 10:30 to see the Packers inactives, and hopefully Lindsley will be able to go. It's just been a real horror show when it comes to the Packers' offensive line trying to stay healthy this year. With the tackles back, if Lindsley can play and we're just down Taylor, I'll feel okay about the Pack's chances up front, protecting Brett Hundley and allowing him to do what he wants to do. Defensively, Packers still pretty banged up. Out today, Morgan Burnett, Ahmad Brooks, Joe Thomas. They will all miss the game today. Questionable at cornerback, Devon House and Demaryius Randall. Both questionable. You know Quentin Rollins placed on IR earlier this week. So the Packers very thin at the cornerback position against a team that's pretty good through the air. They will get second-round pick Kevin King back today. Look for him to be matched up predominantly against Michael Thomas, the top playmaker in the passing game for the Saints today. Will House and Randall be able to play alongside of him? That we don't know yet. If they can't, the Packers will have to rely on Josh Hawkins and Lindsey Pipkins, who passed through the concussion protocol, and look for a safety like maybe Kentrell Bryce to do some work in the corner like Burnett was doing when he was healthy. That's probably the way they go. They did activate Jerome Whitehead, the safety, to take the roster spot of Aaron Rodgers. I thought it might be Donatello Brown, the corner. They must not think he's quite ready for showtime yet. So Whitehead is activated, another safety with Burnett out. That certainly makes sense. And I'm guessing you'll see Kentrell Bryce play some cornerback today as well. The Saints, on the other hand, extremely healthy. And that's why things are rolling for them right now. So what we talk about the next 45 minutes, how will the offense change with Hundley under center? Do you sit down with him and say, what do you like? What plays do you feel comfortable with? That's going to be a question to watch.
Come on, my Green Bay Packers, proud and strong. Standing tall above the rest, it's right where we belong. Because we love the feeling of being number one. Pack proud and strong. Green and gold.
Back with you at 7:19. This is Packer Preview, getting you set for Packers Saints. A noon kickoff at Lambeau Field today. Packers hope to get to 5-2 and then give Brett Hundley a couple weeks to get ready for the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football. In come the red-hot New Orleans Saints today with Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's weird to say that be a Packer game today featuring a Hall of Fame quarterback and does not feature a Packer Hall of Fame quarterback. What it does is feature the very first career start of Brett Hundley, who, if he can put a seven-game stretch together that impresses folks, he will earn himself a whole lot of money and a chance for the Packers to find a home for him following this season. That's the best-case scenario, that he has a winning record as a starter over seven games and that Rodgers can return after seven games and Hundley can go back and hope Aaron can stay healthy for the closeout of the season. Is he ready? We don't know. Well, we asked Devontae Adams, though.
The main thing is who he's been behind for 3 years. I mean, you can talk about all that, but, I mean, he's still getting reps in practice, and he's still getting a lot of live looks going against our defense. So, you know, and he does a good job against them. So I feel like if you can go out and do well on our team, then, you know, he's proved himself to be able to go out and be worthy of throwing passing on Sunday.
I'm hearing the cheap shot in my head right now, Viking fans listening. Oh, he looks good against the Packers defense in practice? Oh, I'm sure he's ready now to be an NFL starter. Sure. Well, I think he is. I do. I'm of the belief that Mike McCarthy knows how to groom quarterbacks. And I know I've heard from Joe Montana. I've heard Rich Gannon talk about Mike McCarthy's ability to understand young quarterbacks and teach them the ropes. You got McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers showing Hundley what it takes to be an NFL quarterback for 3 years. I think he'll be just fine today. Again, to me, it was all about the offensive line being healthy so that he has protection and the Packers can at least execute as much of the offense as they would like to against a Saints defense that, while it's been very opportunistic of late, since week three, the Saints are number one in the league in point differential and plus 55. They're 11 sacks over the last 3 weeks, and they're plus six in turnovers. That ties for third in the league since week three. The defense has been much improved, but it is still a middle of the road defense, to say the least. 11th against the run. Take that back there. Yeah, 11th against the run, 28th against the pass. So you can move the ball on the New Orleans Saints. And they are a different team on the road than they are at home. Yes, they have a big win in Carolina and a neutral site win in London against a Dolphins team that was just horrible that day. This would be a different test to me for them, playing a Packer team in Lambeau where they're always tough to beat. Granted, a little more difficult to beat when Aaron Rodgers is playing quarterback. But we'll look at the big matchups here today, what the Saints present offensively that could be a problem, and offensively. They still have a number of playmakers, but not as many playmakers in the passing game as they've had in recent years. Before we do that, let's get to the Packer lines. Got a couple lines available if you'd like to jump in. 651-989-5326 or toll-free 800-320-5326. If you'd rather let your fingers do the talking, the Bradshaw and Bryant inbox is open, booth@kfan.com, or tweet me at @TCHeadCheese. We begin and check on the state of mind of our friend Dave in Shakopee. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Head Cheese.
How we doing?
Well, better than I was last Sunday afternoon. So
yeah, time heals all wounds. At least we hope that's the case for Aaron.
Well, we hope so. I'm in the same camp as you. Hamlin's had 3 years to know this system. I think we're in a better position than we were back in 2013. Dave from Maple Grove was going to pull out a Santa Claus jersey, but I think he put it back in the closet. So.
Probably a good idea.
But, a couple things from last week that I was a little disappointed in, I think, and I mentioned it to you in a text. I was really disappointed in the way our defense performed last Sunday. I thought the Vikings pretty much had their way the whole time. Everybody's hard on Dom Capers, and I've been pretty much in his camp the whole, for quite a while, but Sunday I was a little disappointed in the way that team played on defense. But this defense got to start picking it up, and the receivers with Humbley now, I think they're going to make some type of adjustments, and we'll be okay. But I think it's going to be a whole team that has to come around, and we don't have Aaron, so adjustments need to be made. And a lot of things I've read this week, our Packer fans are saying, well, season's over, Aaron's, I'm going to be selling my, I'm not going to be supporting the Packers and stuff, but this Sunday, where we got to go to our favorite watering hole to watch the Pack, and I encourage everybody, all the Packer fans, to get out there and support the Pack.
Sounds great, Dave. I agree. Hope you have fun at the Park Tavern today, and I've got a bit of a pickle because Jackson's got a basketball doubleheader down in Bloomington at about 2 o'clock, so I may have to watch the game on my TV or on my phone, but whatever it takes. All right, couple things there. Good points. I agree. The defense was miserable last week. That's not the Packers defense that we saw earlier in the season. I think back to Atlanta, where, yeah, the Packers lost, but they contained that running attack through the air. They didn't do anything, and they didn't do much on the ground, and that's what's going to be hugely important today because the Saints have a terrific two-headed attack now that they've jettisoned Adrian Peterson. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, the rookie, have been great, not just as running backs, but as receivers. In fact, 42% of Drew Brees' passes go to his running backs. So the Packers are going to have to be much better at that than they were last week, making Jerick McKinnon look like Roger Craig. So I was disappointed in the defense as well. No pass rush generated on Case Keenum last week. They did not get him on the ground. They didn't hurry him much. Look, the outside linebacker group is banged up right now. Nick Perry's a bit limited, but he'll be good to go, as will Clay. Noah Ahmad Brooks, Vince Beagle, finally practicing, might be a couple weeks away. Maybe after the bye, they will activate him. That will help. Kyler Fackrell, to me, still doesn't look like a guy that you worry about if you're an offense and he's coming after the quarterback. Packers have to get some heat on Drew Brees today. He's ancient by quarterback standards. He doesn't move at all. He tries to get rid of the ball very quickly, which does make it difficult on the pass rush. But you got to get a push up front, and that's where the Packers are strongest. Kenny Clark, the highest graded defensive player in the league last week, he had a great game against the Vikes. He needs to follow that up along with Mike Daniels. Packers need to get a push up the middle, get Drew Brees uncomfortable, and maybe force him into a mistake or two. But yes, I agree. Defense has to get better, and I believe the receivers are ready to help out Brett Hundley today. I mean, it's such a common talking point this week, but you can't overstate it. the entire football world is saying, well, the Packers are done. They're a one-man team. Vegas says it's a 12-point difference from initially a 6-point favorite to a 6-point underdog. I think the line is now 4. But all these Packer players have been hearing about, without Aaron Rodgers, they're dog meat. And so I do expect them to step up today and show that they can win without their quarterback. Now, whether they can or not, and whether a rookie, or not a rookie, but a first-time starter can beat a Hall of Famer, that remains to be seen. But I do think the players will step up and show that this is just not a one-man team. They got to be tired about hearing about without Rodgers, they are nothing. So we'll see if they are ready to stand up and show something today against the Saints. Let's check on our other friend named Dave, so I'll see how he's doing up in the Northwest. Dave in Maple Grove, good morning.
Good morning, kind sir. How are we doing?
Doing well. How are you feeling?
Good, man. I'm feeling really pretty well. I'm allowed to buy sharp objects now, starting today.
All right. The 6-day window is closed. You're okay now.
Yeah, we're getting to where we can handle it. I'm going to start with the prediction, and when mix it up, start with the prediction, then go into my points.
All right.
We're going to win this thing 31-28.
All right. A lot of points.
Yeah, I think so. I think we can put up some, and I think we're going to get a special teams touchdown today for some reason. I just feel one coming.
All right, we can certainly use one today.
Oh, could we? Are we built to run the ball? And you alluded to this earlier, Dave, but are we built as a team to run the ball more than we are? It takes some of that pressure off Brett Hundley. I know last week, Dave, I watched the day from Shakopee, I thought Ty Montgomery missed a lot of open holes. I agree with you, Jones, I think, is the answer. But are we built to run this ball 40% of our snaps?
Thanks for the call. I think we have to be 40% minimum. I mean, I think they're going to need to be able to run the football. You want to slow down what New Orleans wants to do, which I said is blitz. No team in the NFL blitzes more than the Saints. They're blitzing over 42% of the time the last 3 weeks. They're doing that because they're getting teams in long, you know, down and distance, 2nd and 8, 3rd and 7. That allows you to blitz because they know the teams have to pass. First down production is huge today. And, yeah, Jones does seem like a more instinctive natural running back that knows where to find his holes and bounce off guys and got a very small sample size, but I'd like to see him get more of a chance. I have a feeling McCarthy comes out throwing today, at least to start, because I think everybody in the world believes they're going to run the ball and get Hundley comfortable. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they go pass to start the game. Now, the weather will be a factor. It's supposed to rain all day today throughout this game. How does that impact things? Has Hundley played in bad weather, you know, after playing at UCLA? Is he used to that? That we don't know. That's a wild card in these next 7 weeks if the weather turns a little bit. How will Hundley play in bad conditions? We might get an idea today if it does rain throughout the day today. But Green Bay is going to have to run the football, whether it's Jones or Montgomery or both. They've got to get production out of the running game to really loosen up that blitzing defense and that aggressive nature with Cam Jordan coming off Bulaga's side. Jordan's been a beast, 5 sacks, off to an all-pro start. But having Bulaga back certainly makes me feel a little bit better about the Pack's chances to contain him. Lots more to get to in our final half hour. Joe, John, Jamie, all your calls are next. We'll get Jackson's prediction, and we'll still hear from Clay Matthews. Back at Lambeau Field for the first time in 3 weeks. The Packers return home, minus their leader, but ready to let the young kid step up and see if he can hold serve over these next 7 or 8 games. Brett Hundley makes his first start today against the legendary Drew Brees. And we all know the Saints have had no trouble scoring points against the Pack, averaging 38 points the last five games these two teams have played. I think three of those have been in the Superdome, however. This game will be played out in the elements where it might rain throughout the day, and that does change things. Ball security will be essential today. Saints have been plus six the last 3 weeks. Sometimes those things come back and average out. So maybe the Packers take the ball away a couple times today. That would certainly be important because Drew Brees, still at in the upper 30s, is near the top of his game, a top five quarterback in this league, despite being kind of small in stature. And for a Packer who's always heard the same things on the other side of the ball, Mike Daniels, told he was too short to play, he talks about that fact when it comes to Drew Brees.
I mean, if you have to overcome everybody calling you short, you definitely deserve respect, you know, a different kind of respect, because you had more people trying to tell you why you wouldn't be able to do it rather than giving you every reason why you can do it. So, you know, Drew's a Big Ten guy. You know, that speaks for itself. And I definitely have respect for him. You know, Russell Wilson, those sort of guys. Guy we played last week, he wasn't very tall, and he was just a real gritty quarterback, Keenum. So a lot of respect for those sort of guys.
Yeah, Daniel standing up for the Big Ten guys. Those guys stick together for sure. Drew Brees' favorite target, Michael Thomas, had a kind of an off week last week. I think just three catches for 11 yards. Look for him to look to Michael Thomas to get him going today. I think Kevin King's going to get duty on keeping him down. They also have the speedy Ted Ginn. Look for Josh Hawkins, the Packers' fastest corner, I think, to get a lot of Ted Ginn duties. And Willie Snead, who was suspended the first 3 weeks, questionable today with a hamstring. He has yet to really get going, but if he is finally getting healthy, he is a pretty good weapon too. Kobe Fleener, the tight end, hasn't really fit in to this offense. Has not been a huge factor, but he can be trouble in the red zone and goal line type stuff. But where this offense is most dangerous right now are the two running backs. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara have both been terrific, both running the football and catching the football. And that's my biggest concern for the Packers defense today, is to not let those running backs catch balls in space and make big plays like McKinnon did last week. Let's see an effort like we saw against Atlanta, where Freeman and Coleman were kept in check. That will go a long way in determining whether the Packers can win this game. It's on the defense today. I think Hundley and the offense will move the football against this defense. It's up to the defense to keep them in the game today against the very wily Drew Brees. All right, to the Packer lines we go. We take them in the order we got them. That means we welcome Joe in Minneapolis. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of with you on the whole Brett Hundley being able to move the ball and score some points. And the defense is just going to have to tackle today is my key thing. Our tackling's been pretty bad lately. And I think if Josh Jones and Blake Martinez can corral those running backs and we can slow down that run game, we should be able to stand a chance. We've been all right. We need to get to Drew Brees, obviously.
But, yeah, you know, it's funny because up the middle, the Packers' defense with Clark, Daniels, and Martinez has been fantastic. Those three guys are off to Pro Bowl starts, as far as I'm concerned. It's the edges where we have all kinds of issues. So we got to see if those cornerbacks can tackle, the safeties tackle. That's, you're right. That's what it's all about today. There were so many missed tackles last week, and a lot of teams after a game like that do see a correction. So that's going to be a big thing to watch today.
Yes, sir. And then offensively. Like you said, we should run the ball quite a bit, but I'm excited to see Hundley take off. I think they're going to let him drop back and throw the ball around, but if it's not there, they're going to have him take off right away and take care of the football, and it'll be exciting to see what he can bring. It kind of sucks, obviously, not having Aaron Rodgers, but I'm excited to see what we have and what this team looks like, being we may not always have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's true. He won't play forever. Thank you for the call. You know, if it is a seven-game stretch for Hundley, and I think we're all hoping that's what it is, seven games, and then Rodgers comes back week 15, reports today say that is what the Packers are banking on, that they do believe he'll be able to start throwing in 6 weeks and come off the IR after week 14 and play those last three games. If that does happen, and of course, as I said, the Packers need to stay in the mix for that to happen, they're going to have to win some games the next 7 weeks. So what does Hundley face over seven games, if that is his schedule or the amount of games he plays? Well, the only three road games in the 7 weeks that Hundley will start are at Chicago, at Pittsburgh, at Cleveland. You know, the Bears game will be difficult, a division game, revenge game, all of that. Pittsburgh on a Sunday night, I'm certainly not going to count the Packers up very good there, but Steelers have been ugly, but I don't like their chances there, and at Cleveland. So even if you go 1-2 on the road, if you get one road win, then you just got to win, you know, three of the four home games. All right, three out of four. Saints, Lions, Ravens, and Bucks. Well, the Ravens and Bucks, now Tampa might have their act together by then, but they've been a real disappointment. Baltimore, outside of a win in Oakland against a Raiders team that was really struggling, they've been terrible. That Detroit game Monday night will be difficult, but a division game, a Lions team that rarely wins in Green Bay on a Monday night, and after having 15 days to get ready, I like the Pack's chances after a bye week. This is, the pivot game, the swing game. This is a tough one, and if they're able to get the win today and get to 5-2, then I feel very confident that if Hundley can play all of that following six games, Green Bay will stay in the hunt. If Rodgers comes back with Week 15, they'll still be there. All the Viking fans that are calling the Packers season dead don't remember 2013 so well. We heard the same things from them. Your season's over. He's out 7 weeks. We understand the Packers won the division when that happened. We'll see if history can repeat. Next up, to St. Paul we go. Jamie joins the program. Good morning.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey, last week when Huntley came in against Minnesota, maybe you were screaming at your television like I was. You're running it Montgomery up the middle, 8 out of 10 plays. You're losing the game, and they were playing as if they were ahead by 20 points. It drove me nuts. What are your thoughts on that? And, yeah, I hope we get a passing game going and get Aaron Jones involved instead of Ty Montgomery running against New Orleans. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jamie. I kind of understand where we're coming from last week. You know, you ask a quarterback that's never played to step in after not practicing, didn't expect to play, his head can't be totally in the game, and you're going up against that defense in that stadium on the road. That's a tough spot. I would have loved to see them take some chances, but I think more than anything, Jamie, there were no linemen in front of Brett Hundley last week, and I think they were just concerned that if Hundley happens to get hurt too, because we can't block right now because our top, well, let's face it, 6 of the 9 offensive linemen the Packers started the season with were off the field in the second half of that game last week. I mean, they're down to Ulrich John playing right tackle, and I think Rodney McCray had to kick out and play left tackle. Lucas Patrick went in to play center. Left guard. It was just such a disaster up front that I just don't feel like they could block. They knew that the Zimmer would just send the house. So I think they were just trying to get out of town without any more injuries and regroup. So I don't read too much into the play call when Hundley had to play in the second half without those linemen. That said, they need to run the football today. And, yeah, I hope Jones gets the lion's share of the carries. Aaron Jones hasn't had a whole lot of chance yet to show what he can do, but certainly in Dallas he was terrific. He was asked earlier this week how his new quarterback is preparing compared to the old quarterback.
It's more just getting the play calling down, but Brett does a great job of controlling the huddle. He's a leader, and you can tell he has passion in what he does, and he does a great job, and he does just how Aaron does it.
I love what he said, Hundley, that is, earlier this week. He said, hey, I've been watching a Hall of Famer, and I want to be a Hall of Famer someday. I am ready for this. Basically saying, don't worry, Cheesehead Land. You know, basically, what I would say is, let's worry about the defense, because I got this. I've been learning this thing for 3 years, and I'm ready for this. So he's got the cockiness, I think the confidence, and the attitude to say, I have been preparing my entire life for this moment, and I will show you that I can handle it. And I do think the players around him on offense will step up and make plays for him today. I think those receivers are going to look great today. Again, it's all about the weather. If it's a downpour, if it's a wet field, a wet football, I don't know how Hundley's going to handle a wet football. Not sure how well Drew Brees and the Saints will. They're an indoor team. How will they handle the elements? That kind of changes everything. But I believe in this situation, playing at home these next couple weeks, Hundley's going to be just fine. And the schedule certainly plays to his advantage over the next 7 weeks. Does anybody know the way to San Jose? I do, and so does John because he lives there. John joins us from sunny California, bright and early. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Doing great. Nice to hear from you.
It's good to hear you, too. Catch it every week. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I wake up early, and that's what happened today. So,
all right.
Not planned, but here I am. Wanted to make a quick comment on what it means to be a Packers fan out of the area, and then also on the running game. I mean, one of the things we've got as Packers fans is this community that wherever you live, really in our country and a lot of other places, and I can go to this watering hole on Sundays during the football season and hang out with 100 Packers fans. They're all dressed in green and gold. I mean, we have a guy that every first down yells, "Hey, that's another Packers," and then everyone else cheers. First down every time. I mean, it's crazy.
That's fun.
And the thing is, for some that's moved away, it gives you a little taste of home when you're not there. So
I'm
a lot
sure.
of us look forward to the Packers season for that as well.
Great.
Now the other thing is going forward with Jones and Montgomery. Do you think they're a long-term solution for us? Or do you think that they're going to start doing much better with a healthy offensive line? Or do you think that they're 1 or 2 year option until we can find something better?
All right. Thanks, Joe. Put the bacon on, put the waffles in the toaster, and enjoy your Sunday. Nice to hear from you, and nice to hear you're able to enjoy a bit of Wisconsin out in San Jose. I see no reason to believe that the Packers don't have their running back. They may not, but you know, just because Aaron Jones was a fifth-round draft pick doesn't mean anything. I mean, look around the NFL. What was Kareem Hunt? Was he a third-rounder, fourth-rounder? There are rookies drafted on the third day that are delivering. And, I mean, you can go up and down. I think Terrell Davis was a sixth-round pick. You could probably list dozens of great running backs that were late draft picks. So I have no reason to believe that the Packers don't have the running back for the next few years on their roster right now. We got to just see more of it. I mean, Jones has had a game and a half, maybe two games, to show what he can do, and played a good defense last week. This defense is not as good, and we'll see what the Packers do and how they game plan. If it is a wet field, you got to run the football, and especially, as I said, against an aggressive defense, you've got to get production on first down. And if they can, you know, get some 5 and 6, 7 yard runs on first down, it's going to make Hundley's job infinitely easier. But again, you've got Hundley on one side, Drew Brees on the other. Clay Matthews asked earlier this week about the Saints offense led by the diminutive one.
He's such a student of the game. He knows where he's going to go when he reads blitz, the dump offs. He just knows where he's going with the ball, which makes it incredibly difficult for not only DBs to make plays unless you're press man, but also for pass rushers too to get after him. I think they're number one in the league in giving up sacks. So we'll have our hands full just because they like to spread out their playmakers and get the ball out quick.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Brees can't move, and their line's not great, so he gets rid of the ball so fast that you just have to not over-pursue, stay in your lanes, and not let those little dump-off passes turn into big plays. Again, going to be really on this Packers defense to not let Ingram and Kamara kill them out of the backfield, because that's what they've really leaned on this year, because they don't have Brandon Cooks anymore. They don't have Jimmy Graham anymore. They don't have a lot of the big playmakers in the passing game they've had in years past. So keep Michael Thomas contained. He's their big playmaker at receiver, and watch those backs out of the backfield. Jake Ryan, Blake Martinez, Kentrell Bryce, those guys, Josh Jones, they're going to really have to be on their game and not miss tackles, because if they do, the Saints' big play offense will make them pay. Those guys will run forever. All right, prediction time. We welcome in my son Jackson, who woke up at 6, and I think he's second-guessing himself right now. He looks a little tired. A lot of basketball to play today. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Dirty hit by Anthony Barr?
I don't think so.
No, neither do I. Your team has Baltimore today. 24-10 is what I'm going with. Do you think it's an easy win for your team?
Yeah, I think we got it. I'm going 17-10.
Ooh, okay. A little closer.
Yeah.
What do you think? You've been listening to me all morning and the listeners, and you've probably been thinking about it a little bit. Packers are at home where they play well, but obviously it's Brees versus Hundley. I've talked about how I think this is the most important game of the year for Green Bay. Try to get to 5-2 before the bye gives you some wiggle room for the next 6 games with Hundley. What do you think? The Saints, I believe, are 4-point favorites today.
I don't think with Hundley only in his second game, I don't think that he can pull it off, so I'm going to go 24-13.
So you're 11-point win.
Yeah.
You're not a Hundley believer.
Nope.
I can't blame you. You know, got a Hall of Famer on one side and a first starter on the other side. That's tough. And usually I mock your decision to go against the pack. I'm not going to mock your decision today.
All right.
Last question.
Yes.
Eggs or pancakes after the show?
Pancakes.
It's a pancake day?
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yep.
Jackson says 24-13 pack. One thing we haven't talked about is the secondary for New Orleans. It's a very young secondary. They rely on rookie Marshon Lattimore to be their number one corner. Ken Crawley, a second-year guy, another rookie at the nickel. They employ three safeties at times with Kenny Vaccaro leading the way and Marcus Williams. And they've been good the last few weeks, but they had not played an offense as able to put up points on the board like the Packers are. And I get it. Rodgers is not quarterback. Who's to say they're going to be able to put points on the board? But you've got playmakers everywhere, right? I mean, they've got to match up with Nelson and Adams and Cobb and Bennett and Montgomery or Jones. There's a lot for them to watch. And I do think, again, weather being the great equalizer, I think that the Packers' offensive playmakers will have their way with the Saints. McCarthy definitely has tweaked this offense, simplified things a little bit, sat down with Hundley and said, all right, what throws are you most comfortable with? What guy do you feel like you have a good vibe with? And they crafted a game plan today to make Hundley as comfortable as possible. I think the Packers come out throwing today. The Saints expect them to come out running. I think we're going to see him come out throwing. I can see a lot of scenarios where the Packers rise up here. Nobody in the world believes they're going to win this game today, although Boomer Esiason did before our show. That surprised me a little bit. Most of the talking heads I've listened to this week believe the Saints are going to win this game. That's the conventional wisdom. Generally, conventional wisdom goes out the window, and things go the opposite way in this league. I can see every scenario where Green Bay wins this game. That said, I can't pick the Pack today until I see it with my own eyes. I'm not happy with what the defense looked like last week. They're not going to get to Breeze today. They're going to have to turn Breeze over, get a couple fumbles.